Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for today, Sunday, October 30th. And tonight we have guest Jennifer James, but we're waiting for Jennifer to get on the line. I know she had a class in Chicago that ended around 8, so she's trying to get to the phone and get settled. But in the meantime, I just want to let everyone know that the call-in number for the show tonight is 914-803-4399. Again, 914-803-4399. If you have a question or a comment, you may speak with our guest tonight. You can call that number. You can also join us in the chat room. And I'd like to say hello to everyone who's joined us in the chat room thus far. I'll try to get on there in a few seconds. But in the meantime, I wanted to know if there's anybody out there listening or in the chat room who's taken one of Jennifer's classes, if you could call in and just give us some feedback as to what you guys learned, how you liked it, and just kind of push to have other people to take her classes. In the meantime, we're waiting for Jennifer. And, again, a big hello to everyone who's joined us on the line. So Give us a few minutes. We're trying to wait for Jennifer to call in.
In the meantime, let me just talk a little bit about the class that we have coming up on Saturday, November 5th. Again, it's called Conversations with Denise and Janice Tennell, How to Become a Makeup Artist for Film and Television. It will be held at the Smyrna Community Center. That's 200 Village Green Circle in Smyrna, Georgia. It's again, Saturday, November 5th from 3 to 7 p.m. Admission is $150. If you're interested in a class, please RSVP by Friday, November 4th at illusionsbeauty@gmail.com. And we will send you out in registration form. You can also call 866-436-4009.
And another thing about the class, for those who are interested in becoming a makeup artist for film and television, we're going to discuss a lot of things. We're encouraging you all to bring your kit, because there's going to be a kit exercise and review. So I had someone who's going to take the class email me and wanted to know what she needed for her kit and where she could go and purchase that. Don't worry about anything like that. We're going to go over all of that in the class. So if you're interested, RSVP by Friday so we can give you a registration form. And there's so many things we want to talk about in that class. So if you're going to take the class, come prepared. We're going to discuss unions. We're going to discuss how to get jobs. We're going to discuss working in different positions on a film or television show and how to operate in those positions. We're going to talk about how to get jobs, film resume, the film reel, film and television resume and reel. So many things. So if you're interested, please RSVP by this Friday, November 4th. And I see a lot of people who are joining us on the phone lines. For those of you who are just getting on the line, we are waiting for Jennifer James to call in. She had a class in Chicago tonight that ended at 8 o'clock, so we're just trying to give her a chance to get settled and get on the line. So please be patient. And again, as I mentioned earlier, for those of you who have taken Jennifer's classes, if someone could call in and just share a little information with us in the listening audience as to how you liked the class, what you learned, and how important it is to receive that information and how important it is for others to take class. So those of you who have taken Jennifer's classes, please call in. If you get a chance, the call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, it's 914-803-4399. Where is Jennifer James? Jennifer probably has been swamped by students from her class, but we are going to continue to wait a little bit longer. One thing I like to say about Jennifer, if any of you are familiar with her blog, what her latest post, and this is new to me, I'm just going to put it out there, just read what it says, but it's called Grasp the Mastery, the blog post. Grasp the Mastery is a makeup artist-centered masterclass in the form of tweets. To actually grasp the mastery beyond 140 characters or less, take each tweet and create a 10 bullet point or more summary of how you can apply the quirks of it to your technique. Then expand on and study your 10 points for deeper exploration. Keep in mind that your bullet points are to serve as a roadmap to more comprehensive study. Implement as many research materials as possible, including classes, makeup workshops, seminars, makeup books, books on fine art, articles related to the cosmetics industry, images of the industry from a historical perspective and study of related industries, photography, lighting, costuming, storyboarding, cosmetics, chemistry, et cetera. Let's see here. She says, for example, Grasp of the Mastery, number 19, the beauty of skin is in its texture and hue. Retain its true essence with makeup. So that's probably what the text, I mean, what the tweet said. And then what you would do is you would follow with 10 points. And she has here, number one, skin types, textures, condition, care, treatment. Number two, skin preparation based on skin type. Number three, skin preparation based on skin texture and condition. Number four, skin texture, how to mimic skin health with makeup. Number five, skin texture, how to enhance undertones with color products. Number six, makeup elements, create the look of healthier skin with color theory. Number seven, makeup elements, use color products for correcting severe blemishes, scars, and discoloration. Number eight, makeup elements, study of lighting elements for best skin and controlled environments, for instance, photography and film. Number nine, cosmetics chemistry technology and innovations for healthy skin. And then number 10, aesthetics and dermatology, where makeup fits into the equation. So she says, you get the idea, begin the journey if you dare. So this is very interesting, and it looks like, let's see. I don't know how long she's been doing this. Let's see what the date is on this blog post. Okay, so this is from August. So that was kind of new to me. I don't know if there's anyone else who's heard of it and has tried it, but if you have, please call in and let us know how that works and how it's been working for you. And then also, if any of you out there who are listening have taken Jennifer's, any of her classes, please call in and share that information with us. We'd like to have, like to know some of your feedback. So I have a couple more callers on the line. There's one number that I cannot identify. So, Jennifer, if that's you, please send a text if you're on the line. In the meantime, to everybody who's listening, we're waiting for Jennifer James to call in.
Why don't we go ahead and do they have their hand up?
No, it does not.
Well, don't forget, if you're calling in to ask a question, leave a comment, make sure you press 1 to be connected to the host so that you can ask your question.
And again, that call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, 914-803-4399. If you desire to talk, press 1 to speak to the host. For those who are just joining us by the phone line, the reason it's quiet is because we are waiting here for Jennifer James to get on the line. Again, I know Jennifer had a class in Chicago tonight that ended at 8. And she's running a little behind, so we're just waiting for Jennifer to get on the call.
If you all want to see this class on the road, as was requested in the chat room, the conversations class about the film and TV makeup, please let us know in the chat room or call in and let us know what city you're calling from. And, you know, if you want to see the class in your city, give us a shout out and let us know now so that we can plan it. So we know we have Houston on the list so far. We know we have the DMV on the list. Jennifer.
I work at Olson part time. I work.
Hello? This is Jennifer, I think.
I'm hoping. I just bought a new phone. I'm on the contract, so they call me. I'm sorry.
Hello? Okay, we lost her. For her to call back in. Again, those of you who are just joining us, we are waiting for Jennifer James to call back in, so that we can start the show. Let's see here. Hello.
Hi, Wanda Twins. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. This is Santara.
I know.
What's going on? I was like, let me flag myself so we can all just chat about beautiful things till Jen comes.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. So how was your week?
My week was actually very great. I had a really great week. Mm-hmm. I did went over to support Ricky Wilson at the Dior event in Boston. So that was really cool.
Nice.
They have
nice.
A brand new setup. I guess it's the first in the Northeast. Dior setup. And the account executive told them that if she can bring their numbers up, she wanted the setup. And so she did it, and it was like a big celebration. And so they told her not only would she get the setup, but she would get Ricky Wilson also. So it was
nice.
Really nice. Yeah, it was a really good event. He was really, really, really great. to watch with the Dior team and all the new great Dior things coming out. And they actually have, I think he said, 6 new brown shades about the that are in the works to come out. He showed me 2 that are actually there in their gel foundation line, which are really nice. One matches me, and the other one is about 2 to 3 shades darker, so it is a big leap in the 2 that he did show me, but he said there are about 6 more coming out.
Oh, well, we're excited about that then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you, did you get snow in your area?
Yes. We actually lost power until 8 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've been hearing about that. A lot of people up there are in the New England area still don't have power.
No. My best friend lives about 25 minutes away. She has no power. Yeah, so we did. It wasn't a bad storm. It just was very,
right.
When the rain and snow mixed, it was very heavy. So.
Yeah, makes sense.
Right. Yeah. So
well,
you should put Boston on your list for your tour. Put Boston on the list. Why not? Plymouth Hollywood is here, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, Plymouth Hollywood is here. We they
right.
just wrapped Ripped this week.
Oh, oh wow.
Yeah, Ripped was filmed here with Ryan Reynolds and Jeff Bridges, I believe.
Okay. So that's the movie you were telling me about.
Yeah, so that's what they were doing up the street, and then they shot a few places, and then I found out I actually know one of the sound men. We actually fellowship at the same church, and I didn't even know he worked in film. And
nice.
So he was part of the crew, and he had put up some shots of the some of the locations in Boston, and I knew the boys got to see one of the stunts being filmed as we were riding by, so that was pretty cool with all the crashed cars. But,
uh-huh.
Yeah, they I believe they just wrapped recently, probably in the last week or so. So you guys got to come here.
Yes, we will. We will make sure.
Yeah,
we already know one.
Make sure.
Go ahead. Let me ask, have you ever, because I was asking earlier about Jennifer James's class or the classes that she does. Have you ever attended any of her classes?
No, I'm actually trying to work my schedule out so that I can, you know, attend the one she's doing for the Powder Group this week.
Mm-hmm.
She actually has one for the Powder Group coming up. If you're a member, I believe it's $45. And if you're a non-member, it's $65. But I believe the class is like from 10 to 2.
Oh, okay. Now,
yeah.
Where is it located?
It's in New York. I want to say it's going to be at like the Makeup Forever Studios, if my mind serves me correctly.
Okay. Okay. And what is she covering in that class?
That's a good question. I know she is. It will be about brows. If you give me a second, I can actually pull it up for you. But I know it definitely is her approach to brows, definitely.
Okay.
Exactly the detail of it, I will have to pull it up and give it to you if you give me a second. So talk about something else and I'll find it.
Well, let me ask you, while you're looking that up, because there was another thing that I mentioned that Jennifer did, and I'm just now finding out about it, but she posted about it on her blog back in August. Grasp the Mastery. Are you familiar with that?
I remember when she started, when I think she posted that up, that she was about to do a class. I'm only familiar with the Brow Boot Camp and the one she does for eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, she does the one for eyes, so I haven't got into the Grasp the Mastery. I do know that she did launch about a week ago her new Twitter handle, which is a brand-based. She'll be doing a lot of brand info from that, and that is Beauty Brand Biz.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen it. Right, that's her, where she'll be kind of sharing information via social media under that handle. So the other thing that I've seen And I'm opening up right now for you. Let's see. The powder group. And I will see if I can pull that up for you. But that I know is... This is it for you. Click here for details. Yep, yep, yep. I found it. So I'm just waiting for it to open up for you. And then okay. I can give you those details.
And this Grasp the Mastery is an online type of class through Twitter.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah. You take a tweet and create a 10 bullet point summary of how you can apply, you know, the information to your technique. So I was just curious as to if anyone has tried it. It sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's based on the Beauty Brand Biz handle that she's doing. But
okay.
The class she is doing is called Browse Beyond Powder, and it's Saturday, November 5th, from 12 to 2. I thought it was 10 to 2. It's actually 12 to 2. And it says the seminar focus will be on the proper use of multiple brow products and specific brush tool techniques to achieve optimum dimension and texture for superior brow work. Brows Beyond Powder was designed to give artists a stronger advantage in the advent of HD technologies in photography and film. And this session moves them into the future and beyond with master techniques that have been developed through many years of trial, error, and ultimately execution.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see who this is on the line here. Hello.
Hello.
It's Brandilyn. Can you hear me? Hi, Brandilyn.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How's everyone doing on the line? I'm pretty good. I'm walking home. So I thought I'd check in really quickly to see if we were still doing the call with Jim. But I do want to comment on the Grasp the Mastery because I've been following, you know, of course, Jen and what she does, because she's definitely an inspiration to myself. And I haven't really done the 10 bullet points, but I know that if you just follow the hashtag and you just read the tweets, just because, you know, like how she presents them, it really just gets your mind wrapped around different techniques and ideas, things that you may already know or even don't know, and then you can from there look up what she's talking about or just apply it to your own skill set. And so I know that it's just, for me, it just kind of gives me a little wake-up call. And, you know, if you're not talking about beauty and makeup to your friends and family and stuff, it's sometimes just a way to have a conversation with someone about makeup skills without necessarily going to an actual class. So that's kind
right.
of what I got from it.
Nice. And so we can find, I guess, the topics that she's discussing under the Beauty Brand Biz hashtag?
Well, I usually just type in, once she kind of tweets about Grasp the Mastery, if you click on the link that's in the tweet, it usually takes you to a different website that somehow combines all the tweets together. I mean, she's fabulous with the social media stuff, and I'm sure
right.
once we get her on the line, she can explain it a little bit more. But it definitely like takes you to a more like a different site that's outside of Twitter. So it's some
right.
you know, it's something that she's using that connects all the tweets together. Or, I mean, sometimes, you know, what you can do is just go back and, you know, look through their timeline or, you know, look through Jennifer's timeline and you'll see them. But I definitely have seen other people have conversations on this opposite website. But I know that I just love, you know, that she's kind of putting things out there that you would discuss maybe in a makeup class, but it's online, and so it can reach thousands of people in different ways. And I mean, I think it's an amazing concept.
Right. It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. And I mean, and I guess basically for you, you're still getting something out of it, even though you haven't done the 10 books, that process.
Exactly. I mean, I think that Jennifer definitely, for someone like myself, I may not actually sit down and do the 10 bullet points, but I could probably come up with them in my head. But for someone that's just starting out who may want to take a makeup class, but they're not able to necessarily get to that point just yet, depending on wherever they are in their stage of life, this will be an excellent way for you to do so. And you know, of course, writing things down and everything like that will put you in more of a school setting if you just follow, you know, what she's explaining for you to do. So I think that it you know, even though I haven't written them down, I think that other people who may just be starting out or in different stages of their career, they may find it very beneficial to really get the brainstorming process going.
Right. Right. Yeah, I'm interested in hearing a little bit more about it. Definitely. So what's been going on with you?
Well, I just left from The Lion King. I just finished my first week in the makeup department there. So I'm
Yay!
I'm skipping down 45th Street. Pretty proud of myself.
Nice.
So that's been what's going on with me. Just, you know, pounding the pavement. I quit my steady job, and I'm strictly freelancing in New York now. So it's definitely been a transition, and things are going well.
So you're doing both hair and makeup, right?
Yes, I do more wigs than hair, but yes, I
right,
do
right.
both. But okay. After Lion King, I'm just swinging in the makeup department as of right now. I've talked to the wig, you know, supervisor, and I'm sure maybe in the near future they may bring me in to learn the tracks there for that. But it just depends on the needs. Yeah. But outside of that, yes, I do. I mean, it just depends on the job. But I do a lot of hair, just as much as makeup, which is interesting since I'm a makeup artist. But, it's, you know, I'm just happy that I'm able to get work. And that's what works for me.
So what was your process like doing that? You know, kind of speak to people who, you know, they may want to work on, you know, big shows like The Lion King or, you know, whether it's on Broadway or off Broadway. Like, what was your process for getting that gig? Or, I mean, is that something that you always aspire to do?
Yeah, actually, moving to New York, that was one of the goals I had. I always wanted to swing on Broadway. I never necessarily wanted to have a full-time job on Broadway because I like the idea of freelancing. But, I mean, maybe in the future I might want to work there. But this has always been a goal of mine, just to be able to go from different shows and fill in when necessary. But basically how I was able to get this particular job is I have been dropping my resume off at stage doors for over a year. So it was just a lot of persistence. I mean, I would do it every month almost. Some months I would get discouraged, but I did it pretty much every month from the time I left my internship at the Juilliard School. And I still do it because I want other shows to contact me. So that's kind of how I got it. And finally, one of the supervisors contacted me, and I went in for an interview. I showed my portfolio, resume, you know, the usual. And from there, they were able to book me. I went through the training process for 4 days, and then I actually worked on my own for 2 days. And so now I can go in whenever they need someone to fill in for one of the makeup tracks.
So from what you've seen since you've been there, how is makeup for theater different from any other types of makeup jobs that you may have had?
The one big thing is that you don't have a lot of time, so you have to do things efficiently, and sometimes finger strokes with your brush, which is one of the things I had to, which was one of my biggest challenges, just the training process. You know, with TV or with beauty, you need to be very detailed and very, you know, very precise. And while you still need to be precise in theater, I mean, this theater has 1,500 seats. So you can imagine, the scale that you need to do the makeup and do it well. The track that I just learned was for the Zazu, like the birds, and for young Nala and young Simba. I have 30 minutes to do an entire, face painting creation. So you don't have a lot of time to, go in and, with fine lines, but then you have to make broad strokes, get the makeup on there. You have to powder for at least 5 to 7 minutes. The powdering process is just as intense as painting the makeup on. So that's kind of the biggest difference. I mean, you use a lot of paint and, grease paint and creams and things of that nature. Some of them are water-based paints, but you have to really be efficient and quick.
Right. Right.
So, and then for the kids, the young Nala and young Simba, I think I have about maybe 10 minutes to go for their faces, so you don't really have a lot of time. You're on a time schedule from the moment they walk in until they call places, and even when you're doing makeup changes in between, during the show, the show is going to go on. And you can't hold it up. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how that's the biggest thing with theater. It's you're on a time schedule.
Nice. Well, I'm being told that Jennifer has been trying to call in, but I guess there's some kind of problem there. But let me see. This is going to be the first time I've ever done this. So I'm going to try to call Jennifer. So let's see how this works.
And if you need me to, I can hang up, because I think last time, once I hung up, I think it may have freed up the line, and then people were able to call back in.
Well, we have plenty of phone lines. I think it was just, I don't know where the issue was, but it wasn't clear. We couldn't hear. But I don't think that's the issue. I don't think that's the issue this time. Let's see. So you're fine. You don't have to hang up.
Okay.
Let's see. Here we go. Let's try this and see how it works.
Oh, wow. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
That's not
Jennifer
gonna
James.
Work. Okay. We'll try her in a few minutes. Try her again.
She's been texting me, so I know she's been trying to get on.
Okay. All right, we'll try her again now.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Jennifer James.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Okay. We'll wait. We will wait. Brandilyn, let me ask you. I don't think I asked you. Have you ever taken any of Jennifer's classes?
I haven't. It's kind of a gift and a curse, but I miss out on a couple of opportunities like that because I'm working. So I haven't. Even this coming Saturday, I'm trying to figure out a way to possibly get there, and I don't know if it's going to happen, but I have not. But
soon.
You know, we talk all the time, and so.
Yeah, and she's from what I can tell, she's offering her classes or getting the opportunity to teach classes other places as well a lot. So I'm sure the opportunity will come up again very soon. All right, let me try again. I'm really trying to get Jennifer on tonight. Let's see here.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Jennifer James.
Okay.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Okay, that's not working. We have another caller from the 757 area code. Hello.
Hey, Jen, this is Rondell. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I have been missing Beauty Talk for actually the last couple of weeks, and I just wanted to call in and listen. And I actually just woke up from a super long nap, but I had heard that you were talking to Brandilyn, and I was like, look, she's on. So I just I wanted to call and say I hadn't met Brandilyn two weekends ago. Or was it this last weekend? I can't remember, but I want to say it was this past weekend in New York, and she's an amazing person. She's an amazing artist. She's very, very positive, goal-driven, and extremely humble after having such an extensive resume that I was talking with her about this past weekend. So I definitely want to see more from Brandilyn, and I wish her, Brandilyn, I'm sorry, I'm talking about you like you're not even on the phone. But I definitely wish you, the best ever. I definitely wish you more continued success.
Oh, my God, thank you. How are you? And I'm so jealous you got
good.
To nap.
You know me, I don't sleep at all. I work and go. But
a nap, what's that?
I've been asleep for maybe 2 hours, so I have to call it a nap. I can't even call it rest. But I wanted to say, you're an amazing person, and you have so much in store that is to come, just based off your personality and just how you are, you know what I mean? There's nothing negative about you, period, and you're always, always about uplifting and inspiring others, so I can't wait to see more from you. I really can.
Thank you so much. Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. You already know, I just try to keep it, keep it 100, as we all say, and down to earth, and so thank you.
Right. No, but it's the truth. You're the best. You really are.
Well, like we said, we should be, 2012 will be, it's going to be an amazing year. So I'm looking forward
to
it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So definitely look out for Miss Brandilyn next year, because she's taking it by storm, telling you. So I really love the person you are. I love, just that. What our conversation we had, over lunch. You are an amazing person, and we see eye to eye on so much. And I seriously, I can't wait to see more things come from you. I can't.
Thank you. It's a lot of noise, so I'm keep going on mute. But thank you so much.
You okay?
Yes, I'm waiting for the bus now. So
I'm gonna try.
Are you in New York or were you?
No, I'm in New York.
Okay.
I'm going to try Jennifer again, Jennifer, how are your classes going, Dale?
Oh, my God. I have had an amazing time with different students and training.
Your call has
students.
Been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
My New York class before I went to go meet Brandilyn was absolutely amazing. Like the students that was there, how willing they were to learn, how driven they were. And I still talk to, plenty of them, after the fact, just to see how they're doing and see, how well they're, just the networking aspect and actually getting jobs and, just skill set, professionalism. I'm planning to meet up with them sometime soon whenever I have an opportunity next month. So it's been amazing. It really, really has. So I'm really looking forward to seeing and meeting more artists and helping other people develop as much as I can. I'm trying to get Brandilyn on a class with me, and I pray that happens when we're training one together. So 2012, I'm thinking that this is going to be a really, really good year. So hopefully she'll jump on the tour with me for a class or two, or a couple. So I'm really hoping.
You done told everyone on the internet now, so I guess I'm really committed to this.
Yeah, I outed you. Now you have no choice.
I'm going to put my two cents in. No, but I saw Miss Merle's post, her blog post, and the pictures and everything was really great. She did like a recap on your class. So it was awesome.
Thank you. I've been looking at some of the blogs that people have put up and some of the posts and interviews people have done, and I've been so humbled by it because it's amazing just the, just the response this has gotten, just in terms of meeting the people and interacting with them. The South of Women Network did it, the wonderful London Wright was there. He covered the New York City workshop, and he was the best. Like, I wanted to talk to him so much, but I had the class to hold. So, I mean, we couldn't talk so long, but I have so many people I have to run back up there and definitely have to run back up there to see you again. But it's been great, Janice. It really has. I'm so blessed and so thankful, and I really pray for just more opportunities to meet different people, and, you know, just pray that it's a very successful tour for many cities to come.
Where's your next stop?
My next stop is in Richmond, Virginia. I'm having a class there called Photo Session Lesson, and that's what we were talking about at the end, about makeup and how it relates to photography and the photo shoot they get with it. But I'm going to Richmond. I'm going to Suffolk, Virginia again. I'm doing a basics class. Like, it's been a huge demand there for me to do, like, a basics of beauty for women. So I'm doing that there. I'm in Richmond on the 20th of next month. I'm sorry. And then the last stop in November is in Atlanta. So I'm in Atlanta on the 27th. And I can't wait to go there because, for one, I've never been to Atlanta, and two, there's so many different Atlanta artists that I want to meet. So I'm there, and then the last stop completely for this year is back in D.C. again for Photo Session Lesson.
And you're in Atlanta on November. What's the date in November?
The 27th.
Is that, what day of the week is that?
That is a Sunday. I try to have all of them on the weekend so, you know, people aren't, you know, working or have, you know, anything interfering with their, you know, with their scheduling. So,
That's the Sunday after Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, make sure you give us a call when you come here.
I will definitely, be trying to, you know, see if you guys are available for lunch or dinner or what have you, because I would love to meet the two of you. Y'all are just amazing.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's the Sunday where we won't have Beauty Talk because of the holiday weekend.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. Wow.
You guys can still have Beauty Talk and then just, you know, have your lunch, and at the same time we can all connect over lunch. How about that?
Hey, right.
Via audio connection. That'll be great.
Yes, that will work out just fine. I'm so sorry we haven't been able to get Jennifer. I really wanted to get her on tonight because we have the next 2 weeks booked already, so reschedule her. I know it. Everybody was waiting for Jennifer. Let's see here. We'll try her calling her one more time while we're all on the line. Let's see.
This is the phone a friend phone call.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Jennifer James
is not available.
Only deliver
tone,
a message.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Nobody wants to say anything. Hey, Jennifer,
answer the phone. Pick up the phone.
Make up chat now, going Earth to Jennifer, so hopefully she'll see you.
Can you say Earth to Jennifer?
She's trying.
I know she had a class in Chicago, so I'm pretty sure, you know, it wasn't easy just to wrap up the class and leave.
Right.
So I know she's having problems getting on, but I thank you all for calling in. It was great to talk with you all.
I know. Like I said, I haven't heard Beauty Talk in weeks because I've been, you know, running and working, but it was really, really good to hear a brief second. It's too bad the guest is not on.
Yeah.
Yes, ditto.
Mm-hmm.
I said, ditto, I feel the same way. It was good to talk to you for a moment. I know my noise behind me is really loud, so I'm not, like, really saying much anymore because this bus is loud. But, you know, just having this opportunity just to call in and chat over, you know, multiple people is always fun.
Right.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And, you know, quickly, I have to say this. When we started this show, we didn't know it would grow to what it's become. But it's so good to be able to bring different artists on to share their stories. And then it's a great way for so many people to just connect.
Right.
And people just, right. to meet other people you've never even heard of, and then next thing you know, you have a new makeup artist friend, you know, so it's just great to be able to connect with people and be able to share your stories and share ideas.
Yeah, I agree, because I've met some people just because of Beauty Chat, so I definitely agree.
So, Tara, you're kind of quiet there.
Is she still on? What did I do?
I said you kind of quiet there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had my phone muted, but I had it on speaker.
Santara!
Yes.
I did not know you were on.
Yes.
Oh my God, love, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you tell anybody about your classes?
I did. We were just talking about it briefly, and yeah, it's like I was just telling Janice, it's oh my God, it's been really, really amazing. And thank you so much for the support. When you know, just in terms of the retweets and you know, things of that nature, I really, really appreciate it. And can't wait to see you when I come to Boston next year.
Yes, of course. Tell everybody your Twitter handle and your Facebook and your.
Okay. You can follow me on Twitter at rjohnbeauty. You can check out my website and my work at rjohnbeauty.com. But if you want to see the workshop tour information, go to rjohnbeauty.com/workshop-tour.html. So you can see some of that information there. But I tweet about it all the time, so you'll definitely be seeing it.
Yay. Yeah, I can't wait for class with Boston. That should be fun.
Thank you. But I'm excited.
And Brandilyn, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Tell everybody your Facebook and your Twitter.
Twitter is Brandilyn Fulton, B-R-A-N-D-A-L-Y-N, and then Fulton, F-U-L-T-O-N. And then my Facebook, you can just hit facebook.com/Brandilyn Fulton Online, or if you just look me up, you'll either find my personal page or my makeup artist wig designer page. So I'm a little bit of everywhere, so I'm sure you'll be able to find me. And my blog is bstandsforbeauty.com, so some people find that to be have a little ring to it, so you can look that up and you'll find me. And so I'm pretty accessible. Sometimes I check out of social media sometimes, not because I want to, but I just get so busy and I get so exhausted, but I try to always stay connected as much as possible. So.
And tell me your, that you mentioned your Facebook and your Twitter and your blog. Tell me your blog again.
The blog is bstandsforbeauty.com.
Okay, gotcha.
And Twitter is Brandilyn, Brandilyn Fulton, F as in Frank, Ulton, just all one little word, Brandilyn Fulton.
Okay, cool. Santara, do the same. Tell us the same.
I am on Twitter at The Gorgeous Blog, and on Facebook, it is The Gorgeous Ingredient, and that's also the website, thegorgeousingredient.com.
Mm-hmm. Is that you, Brandilyn?
No, if you just heard someone say exit through the rear door, that's me. But But I'm on the back of the bus. I just wanted to say really quickly, since Dell's on the phone and we're waiting for Jennifer James, the one thing that I really admire about both of them is that they are really passionate about educating, and then they're
yes.
also passionate about educating at an affordable price. I think that one of the issues that we talked about over lunch is that you know, you want to make sure that you're not exploiting the community with education. And I just really, really am really happy that there are affordable ways to learn and learn really good, genuine information about makeup artistry that's now becoming available more and more. And I just really, really am happy with the people who are stepping up and doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Like I try to tell people, when you do stuff like that, you know, a lot of the times, I'm going to tell you this right now, just from the students that I've trained, they aren't seasoned artists. A lot of the artists who are taking these workshops are very new and aspiring. And just to be completely honest with you, the average person who's new and aspiring does not have, you know, $800 to go and run and pay for a workshop, or $2,000 to go and sit. You know, don't get me wrong, the information could very well be worth it, but everybody cannot afford that price point. You know, they're busy trying to get their kids together, you know, marketing, you know, getting their websites and things and such together. So, my thing was, it wasn't so much like I was talking to you over lunch, Brandon. It wasn't so much about the money. I just want to be able to educate everyone I possibly can. And, you know, again, just meet as many as people as possible. So, you know, I set it at what I believe is, like you said, very affordable, and it's gotten good response. So I'm just, you know, I'm praying just for the opportunity to meet more and train more people and really watch people develop. You know, people fail to realize that this is a whole new generation of artists coming up. So, you know, artists and educators. So, you know, I want to see people blossom and grow into, you know, major, you know, mainstream artists. I want to. I do.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, you know, Del, and that's one thing I noticed, like, when you were here on Beauty Talk, that's one of the things that I noticed about you. And, of course, I noticed it about Jennifer with you know, just the things that she says and that she tweets, that, again, you both are very passionate about educating, and it's really good to, you know, good to see. And I believe one of the questions that I asked you was something about what would be your dream job?
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of your answer, you know,
yes,
educating.
Yep. The role,
you know,
I'm stepping into now.
Yep. So it's wonderful, and it's great to see that, you know, you're very passionate about it.
Thank you. I'm happy to actually be living what I do dream of. So, and just to see that it is successful, you know, it's amazing to just watch it unfold. You know, just like I was, you know, I was talking, you know, with Brandon and a couple of people, you know, about this. You know, this was a thought in my head. It's been a thought in my head for the longest time. But I think of it even more this summer and then act on it. And the response has gotten, I'm ecstatic. I really am. I'm very, very grateful and very thankful for all that has happened and all the people I've met and, you know, have got an opportunity to interact with just because of doing the tour and the people who were supporting the tour. And, you know, just like when you guys did the interview for me, that really got a lot of people, you know, hit and, you know, informed about it. So, you know, even outside of that, I appreciate, you know, just the, like I said, just the level of support. It's amazing. And I can't buy it anywhere. I couldn't.
Great. Well, what I understand is Jennifer is going to call in. So I'm going to try to add some time before we run out of time so that the people in the chat room can continue to listen. So let me go back to the phone line to see what we have here. And so we're going to give Jennifer a couple more minutes, try to give her a chance to get on. But we're probably going to have to reschedule, even if she does come on, because I want to give her I want to be able to be fair and give her an entire hour. So we'll wait to see if she can come on in a few minutes. And if not, we will get her on in a couple of weeks. Next week we have celebrity hairstylist Dana Gibbs. And the week after that, we have Rhianne Silver, and she's responsible for that pretty pink sponge, the beauty blender.
Oh, good. Nice.
So, I have those coming on next. And we'll probably have to reschedule Jennifer, probably, if she can come on after then. Del, did you get snow in your area?
We had got, yesterday when I was on the shoot, we had got like snow for like 20 minutes, and it literally went right on away. So it actually stuck for a second, and then nothing. Like, it was pretty for a moment, but it vanished.
Okay.
And they were predicting that it wasn't even going to, you know, be anything major, period, but they already knew it wasn't going to stick.
Right. Today you missed Sam Fine last week.
I did. Oh my God! No, I have to go back and go to the archive and listen to it. But no, I was actually mad because I had originally I missed the one with Santara, and I had to go back and listen to that and talk about a couple of things. That woman was just. No, it's always nice to hear someone talk and, you know, share their story with you and see how closely you can relate to what they've been through and the experiences they had. You know, it's just amazing. So, you know, just listening to her talk about, you know, schooling and, you know, working on different sets and things of that nature. And, you know, just her networking experience coming into, you know, the person she is and where she is to this date has been amazing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I enjoyed that interview.
Thank you. I enjoyed it, too. It was great. I had fun. We shall do it again.
Yes, really. We shall. Yeah, that was fun. And we're a little overdue for our roundtable discussion, so maybe we'll get a couple of you together when the year is over.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun. And Zynga and JK. We haven't had JK in a while.
No, we haven't. But my sister and I have had JK working with us a few days. I think it was last week and a little of the week before. So on the movie that we're working on, we brought her in to work a couple of days. So she's definitely JK. So yeah, we have to get her back on here. One time.
Del, let's see, this is one thing. Will you be doing workshops next year?
Say that one more time, I'm sorry.
Will you be doing any workshops next year?
Oh, yeah. My idea for the tour next, well, really my idea for this tour was really to give a preview this year, go to a few cities, go to maybe a few, you know, mainstream cities. But next year, it's I'm breaking it up into seasons, and it's going to be big. Like, I've had a lot of people hit me up and going, hey, you know, can you come here? Can you come there? And I'm like, yes, trust me, it's on the schedule, but, you know, of course, with my own clientele schedule, I don't want to run into, you know, what I have previously scheduled, you know, with clients. So I've broken it up into seasons, and you can see the winter spring of 2012 schedule on ArtonBeauty.com, and I'm very, very excited to meet artists in different areas. Even my supper class, like, I just, you know, it's just amazing seeing artists come from the smallest little areas. And if you ever have the opportunity to even ride through something, it's like a almost a no man's land. Like, it's very country. It has this little city part, and then it's just land. So, you know, I was really amazed to see artists that actually are working and, you know, are trying to perfect that craft come out of nowhere. So, you know, I didn't know either of these, you know, artists that were working, that were coming into learning. So I'm very excited for the city to come next year. I really am.
Cool. Any more questions?
No, someone just said that they wanted to, they're hoping that Dell would do a class around the makeup show. I believe she's from Trinidad.
She is.
Oh, yeah.
And she beated me up. She really
yeah.
beat me up about it. And since we're on Beauty Talk, I can talk about it a little bit. I'm definitely planning to do that since, you know, so people come out of the woodworks from there. But I really want to attend the makeup show this year because, you know, I usually don't go. But I'm definitely going to be there this year. So I'll get some work. I'll get you know the work going, and I'll definitely post about it and definitely try to make it happen.
Yeah, that was Renee Milford, I think. Just wondering
yeah.
about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful spirit, beautiful person, and I would love to meet her. Just period. But yeah, I'll definitely try to get a class going around and make it so.
She's very happy.
Well, who else is in the chat room? Who's all in the chat room? We have Desiree in the chat room, but she's getting ready to leave. She doesn't feel well, so we hope she's feeling better. And thank you so much, Desiree, for listening. We have Tyra's little sis. We have Santara, of course. We have Renee Milford all the way from Trinidad. We had Technicolor earlier. I don't see her in here now. Royal Mommy is here hanging out. And Aisha Carter Phillips is here.
Aisha!
Nice.
Oh, my God. Have you read her Twitter bio? Eternal makeup artistry student? I love that. I love that. Oh, my God. That's not humility. I don't know what it is. That's crazy.
Nice.
She's another one I can't wait to see in Atlanta. I would love to meet her.
I can't wait to meet her either. I feel we have to make that happen.
Yeah, I mean she's going. I mean that's a hustler there. I think I was just seeing her tweet about something a shoot with Diddy, or I didn't have time to fully read it, but it's not in my mentions, but I don't know why I'm going there to check. But I had just seen her put something up about a shoot she was going with Diddy, and I was like, well, go ahead. I mean she's really working.
I believe we have Jennifer James on the line. Let's see. Hold on here. Hello?
Hello?
Praise
Jennifer?
God. Jennifer James.
Jen James.
Hello?
Did her call drop again?
She might have my... Jennifer.
Jennifer?
He's having the hardest time. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Hello? All right, so this is probably the best thing to do. Let's see if she's going to call back, but if we can't get her back, we're going to end the call, and we are going to reschedule Jennifer in a few weeks so that we can make sure that we get her. Who has a TV on?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you
I'm sorry. That's like people loud. I'm sorry.
Okay, here's
the whole thing. I gotta watch the news.
Okay, let me bring her in again. Let's see. Hello?
Hello, this is Viola.
Oh,
Viola. Hey.
I hung out with Jennifer last night, but she told me to call in. So is she on?
No,
she's not.
No?
No, she's not. We've been waiting. Did you attend her class?
No, I didn't attend her class, but I will be attending something that she's doing really soon out in New York.
Yes,
she's
this
trying
weekend.
Yeah. So I'll definitely be there to support her. She's an amazing woman because
yes.
We met for dinner. Yes. And she just wrapped up with her class. Let me tell you how professional she is. She had everything, her luggage and her kit. And it looked like she can go on for another 13 hours. That's how professional she was. So I was very, very proud of her and very impressed. So she was ready
right.
to go and ready to do her class for it this morning. So I know that she had another class to do out in Crete, Illinois, today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, I was just saying that we are probably going to have to reschedule her.
Okay.
Yeah, because we want her to have her full hour.
Right,
so
right.
So we will reschedule her, and it'll probably have to, well, we have two shows already confirmed, so we'll have to wait till maybe the third week in November, right before the week before the holidays, possibly.
Okay.
If that fits into her schedule, so we'll see. But we will take it from there. But thank you for calling and sharing that.
Right, didn't want to miss out, so because I missed last week and I was like, oh man. So no, I love you guys' the show. Love it.
I miss Viola.
So much.
Hey, is Santara?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey. I can't wait to see you.
I know. I miss Viola.
I can't wait to see you. Oh, anyway, I'm let you guys in on something. Get ready to do a life class with Reggie Wells. So you guys stay tuned for that.
Oh, cool. You said you are?
Yeah. A beauty, life to beauty with Reggie Wells. So he's getting ready for that. For next year, so she's coming out with 2012 with the bang. So you guys get ready.
That's
all right. So
good.
Right. So I guess I'll be checking the post. I'll make sure I won't miss you guys for next week.
Okay.
All right. You guys have a
Thank
good
you,
night. Bye, Santara. You're welcome. Bye bye.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
With that, you guys, we're just going to end the show here, and we'll look to reschedule Jennifer, but I do thank you, Santara, and Brandilyn, and Dell for joining
you.
Us.
It's been wonderful. I mean, I'll check in with you guys next week. I'm glad that, you know, my schedule's working out to catch you guys, you know, live versus, you know, having to, listen to the recording, but thank you so much.
Right. Well, we appreciate the support one way or another, but it's always fun to have people on live and can actually, you know, get a chance to participate and you know, catch up with each other. But we, you know, appreciate you one way or another.
Yes. So I will check in and see when you guys reschedule for Jen, and I'll catch you guys next week.
Okay. Thank you, Brandilyn.
Bye, Brandilyn.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Dale, you still watching the news?
Yeah, I'm still hanging in here. I was hoping she would be able to jump on, but yeah, I'll definitely have to catch her when you guys reschedule her. But as always, it's fun just sitting and listening and just chatting with you guys. It's always the best. So I'll be looking forward to the post. I definitely have to go back and listen to some of the other weeks that I haven't listened to. It's like she was just saying, it's not the same just listening to it, just recording.
And hopefully, if you can join us next Sunday, we'll hear from you next Sunday.
Cool. I'll be around, so I'll definitely try to call in.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Right. You're welcome. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Thank you, ladies. Have a good night.
Thank you.
And have a great night. Thank you. Bye. Good night.
Bye-bye. Thank you to everyone who joined us. I apologize that we couldn't get Jennifer on the line, but we thank you for your support. Thank you to those who are in the chat room for hanging out with us. As always, we thank you for your support. And we're just excited that you guys come back Sunday after Sunday. So we thank you. Again, we'll get Jennifer on in a few weeks. Next week, we have celebrity hairstylist Dana Gibbs. Please join us for that conversation. And again, as always, you can call in with questions and comments at 914-803-4399. You can join us in the chat room, or you can email your questions to info@illusionsbeauty.com. Send us questions over Facebook, Twitter, and we'll get them on for you. So until next week, thank you for joining us, and have a great night. Good night.